Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone listening to this boom. This is Jared. Although you call me that and I won't answer, preferably call me Jerry. Jammin' Jerry, however, you know, whatever. Anyway, just a real quick thing here. My experience upgrading from Windows 7 to Windows 10. Keep in mind, folks, the people who know me know that this is probably not the norm. So this is in no way a discourage for people to upgrade to Windows 10 from Windows 7. I was running Windows 7 Pro. Anytime I buy Windows 7, I make sure to buy Pro. Sadly, my laptop's going to have Home Premium. I wish I knew how much it was to upgrade it to Pro. It's going to have 8.1 on it, but it's going to be like Home Premium or whatever they called it in 8.1. And I will want Pro just because that's how I am. Maybe, you know, do I use the things in Pro? Not really. But I guess in Windows 10, one of the benefits of Pro is if you want to change your updates, you can. And in Home, you can't. At any rate, yesterday I forced my update. I read an article on how to do so. It was really easy, actually. If anyone wants the URL to that, find a way to get a hold of me on Twitter, and I will gladly DM you the URL. The update went pretty smooth. I was an idiot, though, and forgot to uninstall JAWS, which that was a bad idea. That and Windowize. I was an idiot. I don't think that's what caused my issues. I think I actually had some other issues in Windows that while they really weren't showing up per se in the general everyday usage of Windows, they probably were still there. Windows 7 upgraded fine. I then uninstalled and reinstalled JAWS. That went okay. And for probably about 20 minutes, Windows 10 was behaving fine. I was just about to start, contemplating making the backup of my Windows 10 when all of a sudden a very weird thing started happening. We don't know what it is, and it was doing it even without screen readers loaded. All of a sudden, you would hear, like if I had an untitled notepad open, all of a sudden, without touching the keyboard, you'd hear, untitled notepad, desktop, untitled notepad, desktop, untitled notepad, desktop. And it would just do that, and it would stop and then start doing it again. And it would stop and start doing it again. And there wasn't very long, it wasn't a very long pause between when it stopped and started. Probably about 15 seconds, I'd say. At any rate, I had to get someone sighted in here. And when we loaded Windows with no screen readers, hang on just a moment, I got a call coming in. Okay, I do apologize for that. That's what happens when you work from home. At any rate, though, so what we ended up having to do, because the sighted person could not get to things fast enough, is we ended up booting into like a recovery mode of some sort, and we went into the, and I don't know if this is the correct title for it, but basically the Windows refresh, where you basically put Windows back to factory. And when I say put Windows back to factory, this applies to 8, 8.1, and 10. 7, you couldn't do this, but for those of you not running 8, 8.1, or 10, you may not know about this, but at any rate, you can actually put Windows back to a factory state without having to reinstall it, and that's what we did. Ever since then, everything's running just fine, just beautiful, and to prove that, I'm going to real quickly do something for you. I'm going to hit Windows key C.
Microphone.
Sing me a song.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Okay, you need a little bit of auto-tune maybe, and staying on beat would be nice, but hey, whatever. What you heard me do is I hit the control key as soon as I hit Windows C, because I don't know if Cortana would pick up it saying microphone, so I try and hit it as quick as I can. What is the current temperature?
It's currently 75 and sunny.
And a lot of times it'll say in Kenton, because that's where I'm at. It knows that. So, you know, there you go, though. There's Cortana working for you. Although I got to figure out why it thinks there's no music on my computer. Watch this. I'm gonna try playing a song that I know is on this machine. Play Ain't Nothing Free.
Play Ain't Nothing Free. Big Internet Explorer. New tab page. Submit query button.
Well, that didn't work so well.
Untitled notepad. Edit.
Play me some music.
All right, queuing up your music. I'm sorry, there's no music on your device.
Really? Really? No music on my device? Really? Let's see here.
File extract preview level 0. Quick access closed 1 of 2. Audio declosed 8 of 11. Items in. Mac music. Nature CDS music.
Come on.
Continue button.
Whoa. Oh, that was pretty. Anyway, I had went into Station Owner Favorites yesterday and started playing music. So, yes, there is music on this machine, you stupid idiot. I just got to figure out why it thinks there's not. So, yeah. But at any rate, there you go. There's proof I'm running Windows 10. So, I guess what I could say is, for the most part, it was a painless upgrade. However, like I said, I think I had issues that most people won't. So if you're going to upgrade, I say do it. Just be aware of any issues. Like, for example, Edge, the Edge browser will not work with screen readers right now. From what I understand, it's working with the latest snapshots of NVDA, but not like the most stable version. So just keep that in mind. You'll want to switch your browser default-wise over to Internet Explorer for now. Other than that, take care, stay safe, and hope your upgrades go better than mine. Take care, everybody.